Bryce Harlow, sir? On the line, sir.
Bryce?
Well, sir?
How you doing?
I'm just fine. You finally coined a new one, didn't you?
Yeah.
You sure did.
Incidentally, you know, they told me, I don't know what the final figures won't be in until they get all the absentees, but they say there's about an even chance that we'll go over the 61.1.
God, I'm just praying that that happens.
I talked to Connolly yesterday. He says he's praying for it too tonight.
I'm just praying for that. I just think that would be...
It's very close now, you know. It's over 61, but it isn't.
See,
the absentees are all helping us, Bryce.
Well, that's it. I'm just tickled to hear this. I've lost track of it.
Nothing's been printed, but we're checking the Secretaries of State. Let me ask you one thing. I'm seeing Mel today, you know, to go over his plans.
Yes.
He's announced he's going to leave. Do you know what he's planning to do?
He doesn't know himself, best I know. But I haven't actually talked with him privately about it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And last time...
Let me run something by you just as off the top of my head.
All right.
I'm going to move now that I'm... And I think this is the time to do it. Virtually all the politics out of the White House into the National Committee, which I think is a good idea.
But not all the politicians.
Oh, hell no, but you know what I mean.
Oh, good.
All of those, you mean the PR people and everybody else. I mean, that kind of stuff ought to be done from the National Committee if the National Committee were worth a damn.
That's fair. I grant that.
Second point. You ever heard of Lord Wooten?
Lord Wooten?
Remember him?
Well, go ahead and tell me, I guess I don't know.
Oh, sure. The guy that rebuilt the Conservative Party, remember?
Yes, that's right.
The Laird Service, the Secretary of Defense, has been very good in a very difficult time. But defense's gain was politics loss.
That's right.
Except during this campaign.
Well, we talked about that.
Let me draw a high, something I just thinking of conjuring up my own mind. How about my leaning on Laird and saying, Mel, you're a great politician. You're needed. But he should take the National Committee, become the National Chairman at the salary of 75 plus, you know, everything, and really go to work on building the Republican Party, and mainly and we're going to pull those damn Senate and House campaign committees, we hope, into the whole drill finally, because that's going to be reorganized. Apparently they're, with Brock going in at the Senate, probably,
yeah.
Should be a good man, and maybe Jack Kemp at the House. But, Mel really ought to do something like that. He'll be out there in business. He's going to be a damn bit happy and make money. He doesn't have any money, does he?
I think they have a little.
Yeah, but how's that strike you?
I think it strikes me beautiful, but I don't think he'll do it, but I think you ought to lean on him.
Well, I'll lean on him.
It's beautiful.
Well, if Mel's interested in a political career, he could make something out of that job at this point.
Well, could I offer a suggestion on how to get him?
Yeah.
Now, what'll go instantly through his mind is that he'll be cut off from you.
No. The way of doing it, by moving the politics out of the White House, like Harry Dent's leaving, you see.
Yes, I know.
And all the rest. My political man will be Mel Laird.
Well, the thing is, see, I'm just trying to think of how you can get him.
Right.
If you'll tell him in the course of making that pitch that, now there's one part of this thing that's highly important.
That's right.
We'll have a standing date, not less often than once every 2 weeks.
Oh, sure.
And as much sooner than that, of course.
Yep, absolutely. I would expect it once a week, as a matter of fact, up until the elections of 1974. After that, then I sort of want to step back a little, because I don't want to be involved in that...
Of course not, that bloodletting.
Bloodletting between Agnew and Connolly and all the rest.
But, you see, if he knows that...
Mm-hmm.
He knows that he's not out in the South 40.
Oh, no, but the point is, the whole point is that whoever we get for this job is going to have a hell of a job.
Well, that is...
See my point?
Well, that's the...
Because he's going to be the president's political man.
Well,
see?
If you drive that home, and then he'll be in and out of there...
That's right.
A whole lot.
Right.
Then he may well do it.
Well, let me just... I just wanted to get your thought. That's good. I got the message.
That's great.
Got the message.
That's great. Well, you're doing great.
Well, we're reorganizing a lot here. There'll be some that will stay, some that will not. and it's pretty tough for some, but you know what I mean there. You remember, I thought that in our time, in the Eisenhower period, that we made a mistake. In fact, looking over the history of second terms, they all make mistakes in not, you know, revivifying their administrations in the second term. You know, you got to get some blood in it, a new thrust.
Remember what I think I told you, what I tried to get Sherman to do in 1955. I went in and made a pitch to him to terminate all White House staff service after 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to start staggering the staff,
yeah.
Count them out, and to start with me.
Mm-hmm.
And run me out.
Well, we can't run the whole... I'm making very significant changes in the staff, but I've got to keep some, you know.
Oh, I told him.
Like a Haldeman, I got to keep, you know, they don't... And incidentally, fortunately, Haldeman and Ehrlichman and also Kissinger don't want to stay indefinitely, you know what I mean? But
oh, yeah.
There's got to be...
Of course you would do that.
But the others, believe me, it's...
That's totally healthy.
See my point?
Totally healthy, as long as it's done in a way that doesn't hurt him.
Finch is leaving.
Herb Klein?
Oh, Herb will leave, yes. Yeah, he should leave.
And,
Bob Finch, Herb Klein, Don Rumsfeld. Don ought to go back and run for the Senate, but he's got to decide to do it now. You know, Don's real problem is making up his mind.
Yeah, that's right. He started to leave once before and backed away.
Well, I'm going to go into that with him.
But, this is healthy.
And, quite a few people will be going. Chuck Colson will be leaving, whether it's right now or 3-4 months from now. It's just between us. Depends on how we get the thing, you know, ginned away so he gets everything shucked off. But he's going out and will be very active on the
outside?
Yeah, legal and all that sort of thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because he's damn good.
Yeah. We're not going to... Not only is it foundation, polling... You know, he's just superb in this stuff.
That's right.
Right?
I think he's...
So, no, we're not going to hurt anybody on our staff, I can assure you. But we do have to make some changes. People get a little tired. They get worn out.
No doubt about that.
The Timmons thing is a problem. I don't have any good option there except to keep him. Unless you got somebody you want to recommend.
Well, I don't immediately. There's none of the defeated members would do.
No. And I don't want to go to Atlanta. I'm not going to go to them. I'm just not going to do it.
I've looked over them, and there's no one there.
No. Not, of course, I know you wanted Gordon Ellett and Jack Miller, and I just couldn't do it.
That'd be great, John. Great. Jack called this morning.
Okay. All right.
All right, sir.